a shaila which I saw yesterday. The post came discussing it, and I thought, oh, actually, that's a very interesting point. The shaila was regards to we spoke about clothing getting wet in the rain on Shabbos. We spoke about coats. We spoke about other clothing as well. So shaila, which was mentioned in the post, what we discussed yesterday, according to what we discussed yesterday, what about our loch and aftali if his suit got wet? A suit, you got a Shabbos suit and it got wet on Shabbos. And what are you meant to do with it? You're not probably hang it up. Okay, so I saw, that's what we discussed yesterday, that you can't actually hang it up. I saw yesterday a thought which is being promoted by some of the contemporary Rabbonim, a thought which has been promoted. Yeah, it's a svara. The svara is a very, very nice svara in my opinion. They say that clothing, which under normal circumstances, you would not hang up, you wouldn't wash them. You would actually bring them to a dry cleaner. Say about a proper expensive suit. You wouldn't put them in the washing, you would give them to a dry cleaner. So if you get, the poets can say, these authorities want to suggest that you're allowed to hang it up if you get wet. Why? What's the svara behind it? Pardon? You can't be chosh, that's right. There's no chashash. The whole reason why the gzeil of hang, why do I not have to hang up is because you have there's a maris ein that maybe you washed it on Shabbos, and because you washed it on Shabbos, you don't have to hang it up because that shows that you washed it on Shabbos. So that's true if it's regular kind of clothing. But if it's something that it's evident that you wouldn't normally wash it on Shabbos, it's something which is actually going to go to the dry clean under normal circumstances. Anybody normal would. You wouldn't wash it, you'd give it to a dry cleaner, so that the chashash doesn't apply, and therefore if you got wet, according to that, you'd be able to hang it up. What do you tie about that, Tzvah? What do you think about it? So according to, it makes sense. So according to that, if you've got, but I know that there is nowadays jackets that you wash, yeah? I think many jackets over the last few years have been developed that you actually just put them in the wash and you don't have to dry clean them anymore. So I'm not sure about, that's where it's maybe a bit, it's a bit, as we would say, wishy-washy. Note the pun. It's a bit wishy-washy, yeah? Because nowadays, it's not, so there's not, what kind of clothing would you say that is clearly... A Shabbos suit would be dry cleaned, right? Yeah, more expensive suits, yeah. But most, I don't think people can differentiate how expensive the suit is. Is that expensive? Is that cheap? It becomes a bit, but what kind of, you know, I don't know. What do you say? What would you say? What do you think about this, Swara? You hear it. So, law of Rabbonim, I saw it in the law of the content, modern Sforim, Mamash, modern Sforim. One person brought this in front of one posek, Hagon, Moshe Matkap, Shlita, and it's instantly, he happened to be in Edgware today, and this particular posek happened to be in this Besmelish earlier today. He'd never been to England before, but it's funny that I'm quoting him today. He was punctier today. Moshe Matkap is in Gruntenstag, one of the Gdoli Talmidim of Eliashiv. Stepped out of the country, and he in his sefer Chag B'Chag, he says that he presented this question to Tzadok Rav Eliashiv a number of years ago. The sefer came out only a number of years ago, and he presented this to Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv thought about it, and he replied, "I saw this a couple of days ago." Rav Eliashiv didn't like it. He said, "You can't just you're going mefurish against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about you're not allowed to hang up washing, and there's a gzera." The rabbanon to hang up washing because chashash of says also even pechid chadorim it's exerah the rabbanon he says it's a loy plug so you can't just say yeah it's a kind of thing that normally you wouldn't wash. He says you need a solid makor for that to be makel. He said just the svar alone wouldn't permit it. He said you need a solid makor to be and as long as you haven't got a makor because it wasn't didn't exist. He said that you can't be mad at such a thing based on that. But it is true to say. I mean, I think that it's still true. That's Rav Eliashiv's approach. I think it's still true to say that many rabbanim are matir clothes that are conventionally dry cleaned. They will be matir to hang it up on Shabbos. I think at some point we'll be matir that. Right, okay, Rabbi said this is just to follow on yesterday's discussion. We are now ready for Seif Mem Vav, which is a continuation of that, but yet an additional point, which is what Mr. Blin pointed it out yesterday, and we're going to mention that now inside. Seif Mem Vav, Bgodim Ashurim B'mayim, if you've got clothes that got sopping wet on Shabbos, they're soaked, B'mayim with water. Also, L'nag from Samuch Leish. Okay, we said you're not allowed to hang it up. Worse than that, you're certainly not allowed to put the Samuch Leish close to a fire. This now is what Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Samech Tes. That brings to a new Issa, which is Issa Torah, which Mishnah Berurah said in Kuf Samech Tes, also like not to drive him, Afal Gav, although, the Afilu Bechama also, canal, Hosam Mishamar Israel Echudu. There is a general discussion because of Asahan, as we discussed yesterday and just a few minutes ago. The Kamashman on Hochid, there's an additional Chiddush over here. The Negedo Eish, besides Issa Drabonon, of hanging up washing on Shabbos. It's an additional issue as well. That if you're putting it in front of the negative eish, if you're putting it near fire, yet ish is Torah. There's an issue of Torah. Mishum Vashil. Or Mishum Melabain. Focusing on the first one is that the issue is Vashil. We know there's an issue of Torah of cooking. Cooking to bring something to a level of cooking. Now, inevitably, when you are putting a wet piece of cloth and you put it next to a fire, you put it next to a heat source and it's close, so then what's going to happen is that the moisture within the cloth is going to evaporate. You're going to cause the moisture and the water which is absorbed in the material will inevitably going to evaporate. Kach, teva, habriya, that's the nature, that's one of the physical rules. And Mr. Vagoda is not here to explain us the background of it, but it is certainly something which that if something reaches a certain heat, it's going to, the water within is going to evaporate. That's what we're putting. So therefore, if you are putting a piece of cloth near fire, it's going to dry. You're putting it to dry. Pardon?
No, but you've got evaporation.
You're right. But so then there is no bishul taking place. Bishul is defined. Bishul is defined by making the water, physically causing the water to evaporate through heat source. You're right, anything that you leave it letting to dry is going naturally.
So you're carrying a normal central heated house.
Very good. So what? You're asking a very valid question. You're asking, what is the point of considered bishul? So the Mishnah Berurah answers that question. It's if cotton kuf ein, some mukhlech, you need to be near the fire. Any place which is the halachic rule and the absolute rule is anything which is yad soledes boy, which literally means the yad, the hand soledes boy will get burned, which means any heater, which is the machlokes poskim, what exactly is yad soledes boy, certain amount of temperature, once you put it there, it's going to reach a certain heat, and that heat is going to evaporate the moisture within the cup, that is going to be also. In other words, if you come home and you have a wet suit, a wet jacket, a wet pair of trousers, and you're putting it on the radiator, you're over on Eso Teura Le Kolades. That's it. Eso Teura Chayef Chatos Kila. Yeah, that's it, finish. Because you're Mevashal Medeiraisa. Now, it's interesting, maybe slightly exaggerated, because you're Melochshin Tzirim Gufa, maybe not, maybe yes, but certainly there is over here, it goes within the parameters of an Issa Torah. It must be pointed out, though, that, so you're even Issa Drabonon, which we discussed yesterday, Drabonon potentially of drying clothing, which is Drabonon, the act of hanging. But besides that, you're also even Issa Torah of Bishul. There is an element of a Chiddush over here. There's an element of a Chiddush. And I'm just going to mention it because it's the Achronim discussed it in great detail. The Poskim discuss that if Bishul is always defined, all the Melachos Shabbos are defined, that some service speaks about it in great detail in one of the chuvas in Chiddushim on Masechta Shabbos, that the melach is always defined by having something achieved, an achievement. Melach machshavas, you need to have achievement of something. Boine, you need to have built something. Koisev, you need to have written something. You need to have a physical outcome of your action. That's the lametes melach of Shabbos. Bishul also similarly, the melach of Bishul is defined by cooking something. Before it was raw, now it's cooked. Before it was uncooked, and now it's cooked. You always have a certain physical outcome of your action on Shabbos. That's the Lamates Melech Shabbos. When here we're having a little bit of a, so normally the Chassam Sofer discusses, what if you cook something and it evaporates? If you overcook and overcook and until it evaporates, nothing left of it, where is the Melech Smach Shabbos? Where is the physical outcome of you? All you have a dried. So it could be an argument to say that here when you're drying clothing, since there is, all you're doing is you're evaporating, evaporating. It's gone into steam. It's gone into air. It literally vanished into thin air. You melachs machshavas. You could argue that there's no melachs machshavas involved. The Chasam Sofer is very busy with that question. But halacha lemaisa, it goes without saying that we've got a mefurish shulchan aruch that asks it, and Mishnah Berurah says explicitly it's also teira. So to evaporate water, so to attend mechzitchok has a very interesting shaila. Mechzitchok speaks about a what's it called? A humidifier? Is that what they're called? Yeah, you plug them in. Do you mean fire? Yeah, you plug them in, then no. I'm talking about you have water, you put them in, then it I think. Humidifier. It is a humidifier. To add moisture, yeah? Moisture. I'm talking about the one which actually makes. You put water in, and then it. I think it is a humidifier.
Yeah, humidifier, which is used for babies and all
the. Humidifier, yeah? Yeah. So, humidifier. So you put water in and then evaporates. It steams and evaporates. Like it's a bit more sophisticated. So the shaila is about this humidifier. If you're allowed to put out, you're allowed to add water to that on Shabbos. So this Dainvai speaks about it. That's why I'm mentioning it in this context. And Dainvai brings in Chitzchok. He brings the shaila humidifier on Shabbos, and he says that. Besides other potential melachos, you're certainly over Mr. Bishul de Reiser. You're going to say, hey, what do you mean? Where's the water? What's all you're doing? You're adding water, and then you're evaporating the water. Whilst there's a toilet, he says, no, look here. Look in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Vav. You see that if you put water and it's dry, you're evaporating water. It's a Bishul de Reiser, according to Mishnah Berurah. To have wet clothing on a radiator, on a heater, and you're evaporating the water. It's Bishul de Reiser.
Most humidifiers don't actually always work on heat.
Okay.
They work on airflow.
Okay, so he was referring to some that reached the outside lettuce boy. He does reach. Yeah.
It says here that it has to be wet, very wet. What if it's just like very
Yeah, so if it's slightly.
Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't get wet like.
Mishnah Berurah, Sif Cotton. Sif Cotton, Kuf Yudalev is going to answer your question.
Would that be the same sweaty socks or something
else? Yeah. You're talking about Bishul, or you're talking about hanging up washing? What are you referring to? So Bishul. Yeah. So Bishul. Yeah. So Bishul. There is no. Yeah. Does it need to be the get of Tefach Mas Latfiach? How much does the clothing need to be to put it on the heat? Yeah, I mean, I would still assume that.
If you put it on the radiator to dry it,
by
definition.
No, because you want that warm.
Warm
pajamas.
Yeah. So I think that's warm pajamas is fine. I would agree that any moisture within it would be also the raiser. It could be tzchatzishir or something, could be, I don't know about the, but if something is moist, and we all know the difference between cold and moist, when it's moist, when there's a wetness there, I think it's going to, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. One second, Mr. Lin, yeah, you want to say something?
Many radiators, you have towel radiators in the bathroom where you put a towel over the radiator. So can you dry your hands on those?
So drying hands, what do you mean drying? Oh, I see. It is wet. I mean, why would it be mutter? Based on what? Yeah, that's. I hear that, but Lemaisa, you're still doing a bishul on Shabbos.
It's very.
It's detached from the radiator, though. It's not like putting something on the radiator. Yeah. It's. The thing comes off it, and you can turn around. There's a distance between the towel and the radiator.
Yeah, but that doesn't make a difference. If it reaches the heat of Yad Seledis, boy, you're going to go with... Okay, I can't see a swell why it should be mutter.
The towel won't let it reach Yad Seledis, boy, yeah, from that distance.
Ah, it won't reach Yad Seledis, boy, but is the water...
The radiator will is...
No, okay, I have to look into it. I don't see a reason why I should be mutter. You're doing Bishlan Shabbos. The towel will not reach out to Leder's boy.
No, it's impossible.
No. And the moisture within it is going to evaporate.
The towel, which is on the radiator, it might be warm, but it's not going to be Yad Seledis boy because
the water will evaporate.
The water will evaporate.
Also, laniach on the tanu b'mokem shalat Seledis bohem. You're saying that's not considered Yad Seledis boy because you're not putting it in a place where it's Yad Seledis boy. Is it in a place where it's Yad Seledis boy or not?
No.
It is not. So, okay. Look at what the Mishnah Berurah continues, and I think reminds us a bit of what you are saying. Mishnah Berurah continues. People are nechshol with this. People are making great mistakes in this. They're making averish. They're putting in the winter wet clothing. They're putting wet clothes on the heaters. To warm up. Uve Markham Shani Yad Seledis boy, I'm in a place where it's not Yad Seledis boy, maybe that's what you're referring to, I'm not sure. Mutar Nagvon, you're allowed to place them. You're allowed to dry them in a place where not the Yad Seledis boy. Because that you're doing nice official, they're not. Vushal Nicham Dech Shetichah, but don't spread it. Dim Shoitchon Kedakim also, Becholkan, if you're spreading it, you're hanging it up. Anyway, that's also as discussed. So the point is, are you putting in a place with Yad Seledis boy, yes or no? If that particular place is Yad Seledis boy, yes, even the towel is going to be also. If that particular base is not Yad Seledis boy, then it's going to be mutter. That place, you could... Where the towel is, the place where the towel is that a place which is considered reaching a heat of Yad Seledis boy?
What is the temperature?
So if it's very close, the machlokes are posting emotional... We were talking about, yeah, so this is between... Yeah, that's right, very good. According to some poskim, it's 33. According to some poskim, it's more. I don't exactly know all the days. It goes further up to higher levels as well.
Even if they're through, most radiators nowadays probably don't.
Well, if you touch it, you can't touch the radiators. It's too hot, right? When they're full power. Yeah. So that will be Yad Seledis boy kol hades. It literally
you can't
means.
Touch it. I don't know if you could ever get radiators that hot. Yeah. It might be after a while, but
it might
take a while.
Right.
You touch it, it
burns
you.
No. That's the literal meaning of Yad Seledis boy. I think when it's in the winter, you have it in full... Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, it's an interesting shayla, but I think I believe that what comes out from Mishnah Berurah is that if it's in a place which has that heat, if that, you know, you'd feel it by... If you'd feel that area, it's a place where it's Yad Seledis boy, which you read, then you're actually doing bishwa, placing it there. So if your mom is hanging it on the radiator, my assumption would be, I don't know what you think, if it's hanging on the radiator, which is on, pashas, it's what Mishnah Berurah is referring to. But when it's saying Nicholim Arambim, that's what people do in it's Nissa. I think so. But if you've got any other tzad on it, please let me know. Okay, we are ready for the continuation of the Ramah. Vosul Taltalam, if it's sopping wet, you're not allowed to carry it. Clothing which got sopping wet, you're also not allowed to carry it around. Shomo, your vorid is chita because perhaps you're going to end up squeezing it. That's another issa now, altogether. To carry around, wet clothing is also. To carry around, wet clothing is also. Why? Shema, your vorid is chita, maybe you're going to end up squeezing. So if you're in a place and you're just walking around with wet clothing, you're going to end up squeezing it. That's also vushi, that's if you don't want it squeezed. So there's an issa, a separate issa of walking around with particularly wet clothing, and that's what we call nowadays mukta. Clothing which is very, very wet is mukta. And it goes even that far. It's an additional issa now. You're not allowed to walk on Shabbos, you're in a place where you can easily slip. And you could end up falling in water. So don't walk mamash next to a place where you can slip and end up falling into the water. For various reasons. One of the reasons is also, you're going to end up getting sopping wet. You end up slipping, you're going to get up being wet. And you're going to end up doing schita. So never mind all the common sense as well. But it's just not clever to be somewhere you're going to end up getting sopping wet because you're going to end up doing schita on Shabbos Cholila. We're moving on. Lo ish sem v'sif mem zayin. Lo ish tachodom eskele b'Shabbos afrim nazeh. When we talked about, we're going back to Seif Mem. Hey! You're not allowed to hang up washing on Shabbos. Now, what about you're not allowed to hang up washing on Shabbos because of the Gzeirat Rabbanon? What happens if it's the summer and you got so schwitzy? You went from one kiddush to the next and you schlepped to call the screen and back and you schlepped for schwitz like any, and your shirt is like one bit as if you just went swimming with it. Slopping wet. Now, can you hang it up? Yes or no? Shulchan Aruch says, you know, the fact that it's schwitzy doesn't make a difference. Don't tell me just because it's schwitzy it's any better. Do not hang up your clothing on Shabbos. Even from Schwitz as well. So it is true. Something is extremely, extremely dirty. We spoke about baby clothes. You're allowed to hang it up. But Schwitz is something which not necessarily, you can't see it. And therefore, just by hanging it up, you're still over on Issa Rabbanon of hanging up washing on Shabbos. Siv Memches. Mistapik Odom Balointis. To dry yourself, Balointis, with a towel, perish. Meaning, which is the towel. You dry yourself after washing yourself. You're allowed to dry yourself with a towel. You're not even allowed to hold it. A towel is not mukta. And a towel, you're allowed to dry yourself in a conventional towel. For loichashino, we are not concerned. Just because you dry yourself with it, it doesn't mean, you're going to end up squeezing it. Because after drying yourself, you may not be so dry anymore, depending on the circumstances. So therefore, there's no gzera. However, do not pass on the towel to balonim. Balonim are the people that are looking after the swimming pool or the mikveh or any the public bathhouse. Do not pass on the towels to the balonim because they end up squeezing it. Don't trust them for a minute. Those people, they've got a pile of towels on the side. You just dried yourself and you're passing on the towel to them. Watch it. Watch what happens once you turn your back to them because they're just piling it up again. And so don't pass on to them. Generally, people, if you dry yourself with a towel, you're not going to end up squeezing it. You know, you're going to put it on this, you're not going to squeeze it. But the balonim, they've got an agenda here. And they're going to be squeezing out to leave for the next person. It's going to get... Yeah, but they have got a very strong yitzhara for their own agenda. Yeah.
How can they do it?
Yeah. How can they what?
Do
the balonim?
Yeah.
You know, they're doing it, they're volunteers.
We're working the mix, basically.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the stipler speaks. I mean, a lot of people go to mikvah on Shabbos morning. So the shayla is what to do about the towels? What to do with the towels? Yeah.
What about the again? Just before we came, you told me not to carry things which is wet. What about a little bit wet?
Little bit wet. So we said if you're a little bit wet is not a problem. I want to just point out that dry yourself. It's a common misconception. Schita is squeezing. To dry yourself. There's no issa schita to dry yourself. To dry oneself, there's no issa schita. To dry oneself, there's no issa schita. It's only when you squeeze out that there's an issa schita.
Hair,
that's schita sa. You're correct. We'll get to that, Mitzvah Shem. You're right. Siv Memtetz. Mutalir choitz yodot b'na b'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash your hands in a river on Shabbos. Ubelvat, provided, shalo yotzia mimamayim shalem, to not take out the water, which is on your hands, on Shabbos. Shalem, which is the water on your hands, chutzana, out of the river, ab amas for amas. So what the scenario is as follows, Mishnah Berurah Siv Kuf Ein Vav explains, chutzana, out of the river, ab amas for amas. Nakad am amas, we're talking about am amas, mishum, because the stamok ma'ivosha, any dry land, shall tzfasa yamim v'naris, who kamlis. Generally, if you're talking about a river bank, imagine a river, and next to the river bank, we're normally talking about a river being a kamlis. It's not Rosh Yochid, it's not Rosh Zerabim, it's a kamlis. So it's neither. The river bank next to the river is also considered a kamlis at times. So now, if you've got over here, you're drying your hand, you're washing your hands in the river, and now you've got your hands full of water, and you're walking out of the river bank, and you're walking out, don't go more than 4 amas, because you're carrying more than dalet amas. You've got the river, kamlis, the edge, kamlis. So you're walking out more than dalet amas. Watch it. You're doing issa d'rabbanan of dalet amas b'kamlis.
You must have shit.
Dalet amas.
You just shake your hand out.
Then it will be fine.
Right.
Yes. That's right. So all it says, you better watch it. Just watch it that it's reasonably dry. That's what he says. But if you're talking about a river which is right next to Rosh Hashanah, then also that's your yod. If the river edge. Here's the Rishus Rabin Dura. I said, Mamish, next to the M1, you've got a river. Now, even taking it out and carrying it onto the Rishus Rabim is going to be the Raisa. So Dalet Amos is only because the river is a Karmelis, and the river edge is a Karmelis, the river bank is a Karmelis, then you can't do the Dalet Amos. But if the river is right next to Rishus Rabim, then obviously you can't even do this action of taking the water onto the Rishus Rabim, because you're carrying from Karmelis to Rishus Rabim. So that's it. This is the often river, it's a Karmelis. Good, Sif Nun. This is very interesting. If you ever wondered what a shayt looked like in the times of Shulchan Aruch, so this is what it's talking about. You're talking about pishton, flax, spun flax, v'tzemen, straw, menufot, which is combed, shebroshe, which is on the heads of balei chatotin, of people who have got, but in the goyim have got spots and all kinds of skin conditions on their heads. And because of that, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Kuf Ayin Zayin, balei chatotin, oisin ze, kidei shenire keser al roishon. They've got a hair condition. They've got a head condition, and they don't want to walk around without. They don't want to walk around like some of us, without. So they want to put something on their heads. So what they're spinning flax, and they're putting some straw, and they're putting that on their heads. Now they want to have something on their. So now Shulchan Aruch says yoitzin bepishon sorok. You're allowed to walk around with flax, which is spun, with tzema menufot and comb. Straw, sheberosh, which is on the heads, bale chatotin, of people who have got bale in the goyim, people have got spots and all kinds of head conditions, they want to cover their head with a beautifully beautiful shaitel. I gather those shaitels are probably a little bit more, a bit cheaper than our shaitels, which are sold nowadays. So you're allowed to walk out with this. What's the chiddush? It's not considered carrying. You're allowed to walk around like this. Amosai, when is this? Bizman shetzavon v'kochon. When he was colored and he looked and he was combed, he looks adequately. Looks okay. Or if you walked out with it on weekdays, you walked around with this. Can we call it the shaitel? Flax on there, pretty much. Okay. If you walked around like this on weekdays, you can carry walk like this on Shabbos. See, if it was combed, it looks, I can't say elegant, but it looks adequate. You'd have to walk around like this on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's a problem. And finally, very quickly, Sif Nun Aleph, Mutalot is Bemitznefesh, Tolinat Sabbatzavolim, Shishle Makabiyot, this is a sling. So when he Cholile broke his arm, I think he's got a sling around his Mitznefesh, Shitolin Betzavolim, around his neck, Limishishle Makabiyot, he's got a Mako wound on his hand, Hoibizor on his arm. This is the long shmata, which is akuchim alayat, which is around his arm or around his finger. This is a sling or a kind of a wound protection or anything like that. You'd have to walk around like this on Shabbos, and it's not considered that it's on Shabbos. So Rabbi said we learned tonight the halachas with regards to, we spoke about dry cleaning, we spoke about the gzeira of we spoke about Isabishl on Shabbos in terms of putting wet clothes on the heater. We have Markov Shatz and Edis Boy. We spoke about clothing which got wet from Shvetz. We spoke about drying clothes. Gzeira of Chashchita. We spoke about washing hand in the river, which is fine as long as you don't carry Dalet Amos. And we spoke about the shaitel, and we spoke about the sling. And having said all this, we'll be ready for Simon Shin based tomorrow. Good evening.